This episode of iRem Today is brought to you by RentPath, digital marketing solutions for the rental industry. Call a marketing professional locally at 401-297-5316 or visit them online at rentpath.com. RentPath, take the most powerful path.
The following paid program is furnished by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. Now on AM 790, it's time for iRem Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to iRem Today, the property management show here on AM 790. Today is Tuesday, October 24th. And it is 4:06 p.m. I'm Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my fabulous co-host.
Oh, today I'm fabulous.
Chrissy Boom Boom Denalian.
Boom Boom. What kind of nickname is that?
I don't know. I just always wanted to say
I don't know
that.
If I want to be Boom Boom.
I like it. It sounds good.
Like Bam Bam Boom Boom?
No, Boom Boom is better. And it doesn't mean you come up with a nickname for me, so we're just going to leave it at that.
Okay, yes. Wine biscuits.
And in case this is your first time tuning in, iRem Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know that there are a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station. However,
we're not one of them.
But we are.
But we are fun.
We are.
And entertaining. I think very entertaining, very sometimes. But what does that mean? That means that you can call us here if you have any questions about property management, about being a friend of iRem, which we'll talk about a little later,
yes,
about anything that we have to talk about. I mean, we talked a little too much. But
well, it is a talk show.
That's true.
It'd be weird if we didn't.
I guess a little dead silence here and there. But our phone number here in studio is 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. If you have any questions, you can give us a call or maybe even statements, I guess.
Maybe. But today we're going to have a packed show, so I don't even know if we can answer the phones.
Well,
maybe we can. Maybe we can get a caller for some of our guests that we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about today.
I know. Full house.
All about
girl power.
Love it.
So, Spice Girls over here.
So in case you're wondering what iRem is and what it stands for, iRem is the Institute for Real Estate Management. We are the most professional group in the world for managing real estate. And we found out right before the show that we were actually in, there's 15 international chapters.
That's so exciting.
We are worldly.
You're going to bop from place to place?
Yeah.
All 15?
iRem's going to pay for it. I'm just going to hop on look at over.
That. Just get your glass of wine and
my
just
passport.
Pop.
I'm going to try wine at every location.
All right.
Sake in China, wherever they drink over there. But that's what I'm going to do.
I think that's good.
Yeah. All right.
iRem expensed? Sure.
Yes. Locally, we are known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing you might be wondering is what iRem does. Well, we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So what does that mean, Chrissy?
That means if you manage an elderly housing building or a single family home or even a tenement building, then the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. Also, people that are looking for a career in property management Dina's already getting jealous over there. Turning green over
whatever.
There. I'm sorry, Dina. I have to bring this up every show that I have a designation.
We got to change the script. Oh, we got to flip the script.
So sad. Dina wants to go and get her ARM. But if you are looking for some kind of training or for your education or even a designation that you can maybe recognize as a professional property manager, a designation means that you have some sort of credentials stating that you're a trained professional in the industry. So the Institute of Real Estate Management offers two designations. We have the ARM, which what is that, Dina?
I know it by heart.
What is it?
It's the Accredited Residential Manager.
Oh, yes. And I am an ARM.
Yes, you
are. I have a third little arm
here.
And we also have the Distinguished CPM, which we actually have two CPMs
two
here.
Two in the house.
I know. Really making me look
and
bad over here.
And you do not have it.
Really making me look bad here. And what are the CPMs?
Certified property manager.
Yes. And as Jack Benz always likes to say, it's pretty much a degree equivalent to Harvard.
Yes, it is.
I wonder how Harvard feels about that.
I don't think anybody's listening from Harvard.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're a CPM.
You did say that we can stream anywhere.
We could.
On the app. Yep. So maybe they are. If you're listening and you're from Harvard or went there, attended, or
comment.
Teaches or taught, call us.
Or comment on us. Comment. So we know. So we know that you are listening to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. All right.
So if somebody walks into a place of business and says, I'm a CPM and I'm looking for work, right away you know that this person has been trained properly, professionally, and is backed by a code of ethics. If they didn't have that designation, they might not have the same opportunity. Probably not. I mean, I would say I would definitely go with the CPM candidate because I know that they have that ethics background. They have all of the tools and training and tips right at their fingertips. So, I mean, why wouldn't I?
Okay. Why wouldn't you?
Right.
Okay, then do it.
Oh my gosh, so sassy today. Must have been all those extra wine biscuits here, Dina.
No, I had too many.
So, what's great about IREM is that we're willing to train people to get the correct education. There are some companies that will even train people for the CPM designation, or even if you're willing to go out on your own, or if your company maybe wants to back a portion of the payment. We actually have something that we offer, which is our scholarship. And that's
it's very generous.
It is. It covers generous. About 75% of the cost. Yes.
Course cost.
That's a tough one. So it covers 75% of the cost. And we actually have our events coming up in November. Big hype for that. Wonderful event, yes. And we'll talk about that a little later in the show.
Are you going to that?
Yes, I already signed up.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Dina, I know.
You were no show last time we had something.
I was at the last wine event, yes.
Not the scholarship. At the trade show.
All right, listen, I was short-staffed.
Okay.
My assistant manager was out getting their ARM, so I had to cover the office.
Okay, you're just saying that really.
We were still IREM-related. Still paying for IREM events.
To justify it.
I'm just telling you know what's going on.
Okay.
So if you are interested in the application for our scholarship, you can easily visit our website at iremri.org and fill it out and submit it right online. I think you just need a couple of recommendation letters, fill out the application, a recent resume.
You have to be in the industry for a year.
Right.
Right. And any type of leasing role, like leasing staff, agent.
And I mean, for them to cover up to 75% of the course and the cost of the course. I can't talk today.
No, you can't.
for them to cover that much and, you know, it's right at your fingertips. Might as well just apply for it.
I mean, you might as well.
Right?
And even if you just have to pay the 25%, that's huge. It's a huge savings.
It is.
Right?
Everybody likes the deal, especially Armenians. So I'm all about it. But if you're wondering about any of our courses.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to take over from here?
Maybe. Our courses or even if you have questions about the scholarship or you have questions about.
Who can you call?
Maybe events that like our wine scholarship event.
Yeah.
We can call Karen.
Who's Karen? Karen who?
Karen Cuddle. Our association executive. And you can give her a call at 401-479-7734. Or you can visit our website, again, iremri.org. There's tons of events that are on there. I think they just had an event the other day. What was it? Drugs, guns, and
it sounded like a CSI episode. I don't know. I'll read in a little bit, but it was like guns and trafficking and all kinds of stuff.
It was good stuff.
I'm telling you, the stuff I miss on a day-to-day basis and like being a property manager is like unbelievable.
You get filled in site to site.
I do. And even like earlier, we would just, you know, before we get on, well, I didn't really enjoy the conversation we were having, but it's about toilets, but it's definitely some interesting stuff. So I know we have a couple minutes before we have to go to break. So I think it's a great time to introduce who we have in studio today.
Good stuff.
Don't steal what I say. She wants to be me.
Oh.
So today we have with us returning... We have Carrie Corvino, who is the current president of the Chapter 88 IREM in Outer Rhode Island. So welcome, Carrie, back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. We're glad you're here.
Yes.
Because we're a team.
Yes, team.
And then we also have Sue Monahan, who it's the first time in studio on the show, but has called in previously. And Sue is the current regional vice president for the Institute of Real Estate Management for Region 1. So that encompasses all the chapters in the chapter in Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. That's all. And she has a job.
I don't know how she has time for all
Welcome,
this.
Welcome, Sue. How are you even here right now?
IREM's the fun part.
Yes. See? We're fun.
Yes.
It's all
yes.
fun.
Not syndicated, but fun.
No, yes. It's still fun. So welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thank you.
We have about 3 minutes before we're going to go to break, and we're going to talk about some, give us like a little bit of what we're going to talk about in the next couple segments. With you guys.
We're going to talk about the summit that we just attended, which was awesome in Chicago. And we'll talk about the pizza we had there. was great. We had a pizza
Chicago
off
pizza?
While we were there.
Yep.
And talk about upcoming events.
Yep.
And what else do you want to talk about?
We're going to talk about the committees.
Oh, right? Committees.
Yep. The committees.
Yep. Yeah. We have events coming up.
Scholarships on the national level and chapter level.
Yes. That's great.
Yeah.
I think Chrissy and I should put in our request now to go to Global Summit next year.
I mean, if there's a pizza,
if
off,
there's
I'm in.
Pizza,
I'm in.
Is there wine?
There's wine,
there
and it's in
wine.
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh
my God! Forget it.
We're going.
I'm putting in my vacation time now.
We're gonna crash it. We're gonna be like wedding crashers, like Irem crashers.
Hey guys, we're here. Irem today.
Like,
they're
who
like,
are
who
two?
Are
we have a global radio show. How do you not know who
global.
We are?
That's right.
Why 30,000
radio
listeners.
Show from there.
Yeah, 30,000 listeners.
There
Isn't
you
that
go.
Amazing?
That would be good.
Yeah, that's a good thing to promote. Mm-hmm. Do you know if out of any of the other chapters, if they have radio shows or anything close to this?
Nope.
No.
They
we're
don't.
It.
Stop it.
We've gotten awards for this.
I was just going to say national gave an
that?
Award.
Imagine the rewards we'd get now with us here.
Oh, you just poo-poo on Jason Martin's. That's all you just did.
That's exactly what she just did.
I know. Sorry, Jay.
Better apologize. He's who brought you here. Yes.
He is.
Yep. Yeah. It's all because of Jason Martin's. Don't forget your roots,
okay.
Dina.
Okay. Oh, wow. Throw me right under that bus. Jeez.
You'll probably see him at the scholarship.
Well,
committee.
I'm going to hide from him now.
No, you're going to be fine.
You're hiding behind my wine glass.
You'll be fine.
He's probably going to bring the award with him and
yes,
go.
Yes, right, and go, yeah. Yikes. Well, I think it'd be fun if we had us there live and had Jason back. How's that? We can bring him. He's already going to be there,
I would
imagine.
Yeah. He's got all the materials, too, to do a podcast.
We
got to
talk
there.
About this.
All right.
All right, so we actually get ready to take a break, and when we come back, we have lots to talk to Carrie and Sue about, and you're listening to Irem Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to Irem Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:20 here on Irem Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my fabulous co-host, fabulous wine biscuit eating co-host Dina Semirelli.
Oh, that was nice. Thank
you.
You
loved it.
I did.
I know.
Hey, look, it's like better, wine and wine biscuits.
Wine biscuit nickname is a better name than Boom Boom, I think.
Oh,
you like
not.
Boom Boom?
Well, like
all right.
Wine biscuit.
All right. I hope that when I go to these events, people don't refer to me as
I
Boom.
Hope they do. Oh, my God. That would be.
Boom
I didn't even think
new
of
name
that.
Tag.
That is. We got to get
new
name tags.
Boom Boom.
Oh, I love it.
No, I hate it.
And you can thank me someday for that.
Thanks so much, Dina.
All
looking
right.
forward to it.
So earlier, before we went to break, we had announced that we have Kyrie Corvino, president of Rhode Island Chapter 88, in the studio today with us, as well as Sue Monahan, the regional vice president for Region 1. And we're happy to have them both here today. We've had Kyrie on before, and I joked with Kyrie a little bit earlier today in email saying that her bio took up about 3 pages of a Word document just with her extensive, unbelievable designations and everything.
All of her acronyms, yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to review that today, right?
No cliff notes, no bullet points. You are the presidente. You were just gonna call you El Presidente.
Oh,
she's
perfect.
Making
how's
nicknames
that?
For everybody today. I don't know what's in those wine biscuits.
I don't know either.
Wine.
I've had
she's
two and I have one sweet and tea.
I don't know.
I'm delirious. But we do have Susan here, and I'd like to kind of read a little bit about
what's
Susan.
Her nickname?
Yeah, I'm gonna come up
oh,
with something amazing.
We're getting there.
Give me time. I can only be so creative at once. My brain is about to combust today. So Susan is, as I mentioned earlier, the 2018-19 Regional Vice President for IREM for Region 1, and that encompasses chapters in Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Sue is also the Executive Director of the Cumberland Housing Authority, which is her real job, because she said IREM's her fun job. And for more than 30 years, she has specialized in the affordable housing industry, working in both the private and public sector. Sue joined IREM in 1982 and earned her CPM, Chrissy, designation in 1983.
I'm behind over here.
Besides serving
she only
as
took a year. Boom, in.
Besides serving as chapter president in 2007 and 2008, Sue has served on the chaired, has served on and chaired various committees, as well as the executive council at the chapter level. Nationally, Sue has been involved as a member of the Diversity Advisory Board since 2008 and served as its chair in 2014. In 2014, she was appointed to the Federal Housing Advisory Board and served as its vice chair for 2016-2017.
Wow.
It was pretty impressive.
Yeah. And that's the brief bio.
As I got
bio.
Older, I joined, did more activities.
There's nothing wrong with
now
that.
Now I get tired doing them.
Oh, I get tired when I read these things, and I thought I did a lot.
I started very, very, very young.
Do you remember, like, what brought you to IRM and how it all started? And
believe it or not, when I graduated college, it was a degree in secondary education in English. When I graduated, there were no teaching jobs, so I fell into Rhode Island Housing. Oh. I went in there as a temp. Someone was out at that time on maternity leave. That's how they referred to it then.
Yeah.
And they asked if I could fill in because I was in between substitute teaching jobs. So I said, sure. The executive director at that time says, you don't want to go back to teaching. You want to work in affordable housing, you know, Section 8. Now, for anybody who remembers MASH, the only thing I knew about Section 8 was Klinger, who was trying to get a Section 8 out of the service.
Oh.
It was for crazy
oh,
people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was going to say that. It's and, like a yeah, release. Yeah. Yes.
And the executive director at that time was a big believer in IRM. So all the people in the property management division were going to the IRM classes. He wanted the companies he worked with, as a regulatory agency, we work with different owners and developers and property managers, and he wanted at least one CPM in every property management company.
Oh, wow.
So when I first started with IRM, we'd go to a luncheon, and there were probably four CPMs and then about 5 to 10 other people that were working toward that. And then now we
that
have...
That was it?
Yeah,
was
now it? We have over, wow. what, 200 members?
Yep, slightly over 200.
Yeah, so I mean, you wow. know, I just fell into it. It's true when they say you don't pick property management as a career.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah. So you never went back. You've been with housing.
I've been with housing
since
1980.
Never went back to teaching.
No, no.
Wow, that's pretty
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, I've always thought I taught when I was working, when training staff.
Yeah, you still have that in you. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So I always enjoyed that. I did like, you know, the kids.
But. And you're on the education. You chair the education
yes,
committee.
Yes, I've been on that since God knows how long. But I enjoy it because, yeah. you know, you kind of go back and forth. What can we offer this year to boost up attendance, boost up our treasury?
Yeah.
You know, the better our treasury, the more we can send to the global summits.
That was for us.
Yes.
She you looked know. Right at us.
I know.
She made eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
How so many people did attend the global summit this
850.
Year?
850. It was probably almost twice what was the previous year.
Wow.
But
it
don't
doubled
forget,
since
just
one
almost
year.
Doubled. Yeah. yeah. And I mean, don't forget, we had people, they had a huge contingent from Japan.
Yes.
They must have had at least 30 from Japan, from Korea, South Africa, Brazil, all over the world. It was really, really interesting.
You're going to Brazil now?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. I mean, they were all over. They're expanding.
That's amazing.
I had to go, like I said, I went in early for an RVP retreat to the summit, and I was sitting with the then president, and he said he swore in 92 CPMs in Japan. In one meeting.
Well, what did Chris Mellon say? Yeah, that's what he said yeah. during his last, I think it was during the, no, it was something at 11:49.
It was a breakfast. So Chris Mellon was speaking.
Yes.
The
yep.
trends.
Yes. He had just industry come. Trends.
Yep. So what, yes. that was like 10,000 people there in
at
attendance?
At a meeting.
At the meeting.
Well, they just went to another meeting in Cannes, France, and there were 20,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Japan at this summit divided into three different IRM chapters. Yeah. That's wow. how big they are already.
Yeah. And they became
amazing.
A region.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious really. If they'll have a regional vice president as well. They didn't mention that yet.
Wow.
But that's how many. I think the year before 70, I don't know if it was in China or if it was Japan again, the prior year was sworn in.
70.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Those numbers are amazing. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
I know how many people are in property management in general, just in Japan. That's,
yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I remember when Chris was saying those numbers at that breakfast, right. I was blown away yeah. at the amount of people. And he said there was a lot of young people, too.
Yes.
Like a lot of young energy people starting in property management. So.
And that's what they're looking for now. Yes. IRM, they're calling it the next generational workforce.
Yes.
So that's what they're looking to bring in, more of the younger folks. Because right now, the average age of a CPM is over 50.
Yeah, but he said that.
So I got time. I got time for that.
Yeah. You're getting up there. You don't have that much time.
We'd like to see it kind of come down and maybe stay yeah. around 35, 40,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, that is amazing. Yeah. You think perfect. you're gonna last till you're 54?
Yeah.
Till I'm 54?
Yeah.
So it's like another
You don't have that
years.
Much time.
It's like another 19 years.
Not
a big deal. I got that.
I think you got it. So, Chrissy, I know you had some questions you wanted to ask these ladies about the summit.
Yeah, so I was just wondering how many people from our chapter actually showed up from from our a little over 200 member chapter.
We had four attend the summit.
I think that's still a great turnout for Rhode Island to go over there. And you know,
it was myself, the vice president, Holly Rigoli. Jason Martins was there as our treasurer.
And she's looking right at me. Yes. Jason, you were the founder of IRM today, and I will never not give you credit for
there
that ever
go.
Again.
And, of course, Sue Monahan was there.
That is awesome. Did you participate in anything specifically? Did you guys go to different sessions? Did you break out? Like, what's something you took away from the summit?
We did a lot of, the first day was a lot of leadership kind of training, both for chapter and for your professional career.
Yeah.
So, you know, how to lead a better chapter, how to lead your chapter like a business. Those things were great takeaways. And then after that, they get into some more educational sessions and, of course, committee meetings. Like Sue said, she's on a couple of committees. I'm on the membership and credential committee. So we met our annual meeting and discuss what we were looking for next year.
Yeah. So what was both of your favorite sessions? I'm just curious.
Believe it or not, you know what session I liked? I mean, I liked
the
them all.
No.
You know, I this was one of the best conferences I've attended. And I've attended for 10 years now. So I thought it was really well done. But the last day, we both attended a thing on service animals. It was a 20-minute talk. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing what you pick up for the 20 minutes because, I mean, they tell you, you know, service animals, when they go to move into a place, you can't refuse.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, there was something.
A lot of people taking advantage of this.
Yeah, there was something. I got an email today. They just settled a lawsuit in Northern California because they denied a woman her service dog.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it was interesting because you could have a miniature pony.
A baby horse, yeah. A little baby
The little pot-belly pigs.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the capuchin monkeys.
I swear to you.
Pythons.
There was a service snake.
Yes.
In Providence at one of my properties that advertises with me. I had held a lunch and learn last year, and we had an attorney come in, and we were talking about a bunch of stuff, and the service animal topic came up. Yeah. And it was a very hot topic.
Yeah.
It was a very touchy subject. And this woman told us that there was a service Burmese python that was 16 feet long. I'm like, how does that how
he needed
that could
hugs.
Swallow you and eat you.
Yeah. How companion animal.
Companion.
Yeah.
Get a body pillow.
Certain places that I know have had assistance animals. Even somebody had a bunny that would help him feel the temperature outside, which was a little different.
Yeah. I mean, a bunny, a fidget spinner, like, I'm
a fidget
good. But a Burmese python?
That's
crazy to me.
I know.
Yeah.
And the lawyer actually said, the attorney was joking, and she said, you can have like a service hippo, and they can't say anything to you. I'm like,
there's certain procedures that you normally go through. Like, we'll have you'll fill out a form, doctor will fill out a form, unless we get some kind of form from the
DEM
doctor.
Has to get involved at that point, I would imagine.
And then there's an accept or denial. But there are proper protocols to go through because of it. And that's with anything assistance-wise or reasonable accommodation-wise or anything like that. There's proper protocol to go through.
All right. Well, we're actually going to get ready to take another break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up. If we missed anything about Global Summit, we'll talk about education and the scholarship event coming up.
Everything's flying by over
it's
here.
Flying
I don't even know what time it is.
All right. Well, why don't you check your watch? Okay. All right. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. We'll be right back after this.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it's 4:35 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my wine biscuit eating co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And you can join us any Tuesday and listen to us crack on each other. So before the break, we were talking a little with Sue and Carrie just about the summit, and we were just talking about your favorite sessions, and we talked about the assistance animal session. Was that your favorite, Carrie?
Actually, my favorite
like,
was
nope.
some no. The assistance animal was very good, but my favorite was something I had never heard of. It's called judgment management, where you can take your court papers and literally sell that judgment. Somebody will buy it. And I thought it was the most unique thing. I'm serious.
What do they do with it?
They try to collect it. So you get a portion of it.
Get out. So they're like collection agency.
Exactly. But they'll buy it off of you so you don't have to like wait for it.
So you're going to get some payment. They're not going to pay you in full what it's
right.
kind of like
pay
a settlement.
You a percentage.
Right.
Well, technically it's debt, and that's what debt collectors do. They go out to when they can't get you. They'll get you through like a collection agency.
Is it after an eviction or like prior or just
after
finally?
The eviction? Mm-hmm. Once you have the papers.
Mm. Yep.
Do they contact you? Would they? What, are they like headhunting, looking for situations? Are they looking at court documents and trying to find out, or
no,
do you find them?
No, it's actually a website that you go on and you put the document number from the court case and how much, and you'll get people bidding on it. It's the coolest thing ever.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Wow. That's different.
In our spare time, we can do that, Chrissy.
Okay, just bid on.
Be
bid
like
on.
Collect a debt.
And then call up people, harass them.
We can go. We could be like bounty hunters going there. That could be another
We'll work for wine.
We'll work for wine, yes.
We need to make that a TV show.
Yes.
We've gone from radio to TV.
There you go.
This is going to be unveiled at Global Summit 2018 next year. We're going to have a pilot taped. And that's what we're going to do.
We'll grow out mullets and be like biscuit bounty hunters. Perfect.
We'll see you in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes. Sweet. Oh, my God. All right. So, and I like what, Carrie, you said earlier that you actually got a lot of great information as far as the leadership goes. So, and it's useful, too, I would imagine. Have you taken it back and applied it to anything
Absolutely.
Yet?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's good. When you can reuse it, because, you know, we all go to these summits and these seminars and listen to how many sessions and network, and then what you take back sometimes is a pile of business cards and a lot of connections, but to actually apply it and use it, that's what I think makes it so useful. And we actually say this a lot with our IRM networking events, kind of same but different, but I think it's really great when you come to our networking events, you actually meet people that are genuinely there for the property management industry. Mm-hmm. They're not there just for the wine and crackers. They're there to offer their services. You're looking for a vendor, they're a vendor. And if you need a connection and you know somebody, I can go up to Sue and tell her I want to meet Carrie, and they're going to make the introduction for us. And I think that IRM itself does a great job of really hosting useful events and providing you with useful information.
I mean, you talk about all the time about all the different connections that you made, and you know, a year before you joined IRM, you didn't know anything about the apartment industry, and then once you joined,
The first 6 months of my job selling advertising to the rental housing industry, I had no idea what I was doing. And I'm telling you, and when I got hired at RentPath, my regional manager had said to me, don't get discouraged. I knew how to sell digital advertising, and I was good with sales and marketing. I did it forever. I came from, you know, Channel 12, my previous job, and I was selling TV and commercial and web listings. And I understood that, but I really couldn't wrap my head yet around property management and housing and leasing, and I couldn't get it. And he said to me, it's going to click in like 6 months. He goes, I'm telling you, you're going to have a moment. And I swear to you, that's exactly what happened. All of a sudden, one day I was like, I get it. Like, I get the management companies, I get, you know, the owners, I understand the leasing staff. It was a whole nother industry that if you're not in it, you really don't understand. And like you said, nobody ever looks for housing or property management. Somehow you fall into it, you know, and I never realized that, you know, that would lead me here.
Right.
Like, you just never know where it can bring you. But I, you know, being a vendor in the industry, but it was unbelievable.
Yeah, because a lot of times people are like, oh, well, I'll buy a two-family and rent the other side out, and it'll be easy. But there's like a lot of different facets to property management that I think you don't realize until you're actually in it.
Even when people hear what I do, if they don't know anything about property management or the multi-housing industry, and I tell them I sell, you know, when somebody asks what I do, I say, you know, I sell digital advertising to like large-scale apartment buildings and, you know, multi-housing industry. And they're like, so do you know anything that's for rent? And I'm like, all right. And I have to kind of like educate them on what I do. Like, no, I can get you on my website, which will bring you to a property where then at that point you deal with the staff, you go on a tour and so on and so forth. But it's funny, like, I was probably that girl who would have looked to somebody like they had 12 heads when they said that to me. But, that's cool. All right, so let's see. So we wrapped up Global Summit, so now let's talk a little bit about...
Did we wrap up Global Summit?
We just wrapped it up. We're going next year. It's wrapped up.
It's wrapped up. I wanted to know about the pizza.
Yes, we got to find out about the pizza.
Have to tell them about the
pizza.
Yeah,
hands down, Luminati's.
Wait, was it an IRM thing? Or just
you
guys going out to eat thing?
It was a Rhode Island Chapter 88 thing.
Oh, yeah. Pizza, of course. So was it the Chicago stuffed pizza? Was that what you had?
We went to two different places. In Giordano's one night. In two different days.
Okay.
And Luminati's, and definitely Luminati's, hands down.
Luminati's, it's a good name. That's awesome.
All right, keep that in mind. We'll do that. We'll go to Chicago.
Well, no, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay.
What are we going to find there? I don't know, pina coladas?
I was going to say some kind of drink off, I guess.
Because, I mean, Florida, what food would you eat in Florida? I mean, I get excited about Florida food.
Well, stick around. After, two more years of Global Summit, we'll be in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
2020.
Hey.
Nice. Right? 2020. Yep.
Going global, baby.
Yep. Globally.
We'll be in Brazil in no time. All right. So some of the other things that you ladies want to talk about. Sue, what's on your agenda? What do you want to speak about?
Oh, what do we want to talk about? What's coming up with the chapter?
Let's talk about some chapter stuff. So we talked
about our favorite subject, the wine tasting. The scholarship.
Glad you share it with me. Your enthusiasm is welcome here.
Yes. What's nice is the chapter also works with National, and they have a foundation. And they also give scholarships out. So really, anybody who applies to us could apply also to National, and it'll be 100% paid for their classes.
Well, that's the way. That's the way to go.
We didn't know that.
I mean, I got to write that down.
Yeah. Well, we have to write that down.
I did have something from the foundation. I think this year they had the most what they've given out. They almost $19,000 through August.
Wow.
And what did they have? We have a diversity scholars program. And they also do scholarships. If you know any students or young professionals that would fall into the diverse category, they can apply to the Diverse Advisory Board. They have a scholarship they give away. They also invite the scholarship winners to attend the Global Summits.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. It is. It's really nice.
Trip and free courses.
They get a free registration. You got to hope their boss kind of... Yeah. Picks up the rest. But there's a lot of things that the foundation will do. They have writing contests, the scholarships to the fall conference, membership participation. So, you know, locally, go for the chapter.
Yep.
And then if you don't have 100% between that and your work, go to National.
So is that a separate application that they would have to fill out? So it's not like we would then...
That's separate.
On the local
go
level
online.
Or national.
Yeah,
because there was something online through the IRM.org website for a well, it was a free trip to the summit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there was a contest for about that. That was a while back. Yeah.
Right, it was college students, I think.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. I think we had about a dozen college students there from probably about 8 colleges.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to push property management at
as
the colleges.
Yes.
Yeah. Property management,
it's
real estate
starting.
Development. Yeah.
Right.
It's picking up in different parts of the country faster than the East Coast.
Comes West Coast and most East anyway.
So it's good. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what Holly had done with, what was his name? Alex?
Alex.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Holly had done at Paolino. She had had her intern there, and then she ended up bringing him to the IRM side. Yep. And he ended up.
Yeah, he ended
at
up
Chrissy's
working,
property.
Working for me, actually. Yeah,
how was that?
I got an intern. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was an intern for us for a semester this summer. Actually, he had worked for at my property actually for the summer.
He'll probably never be back in property management again.
Stop it. He loved working for me. Please, I don't know about that, but we'll see.
I'm sure he did. So guess what? We're running out of time again.
I don't know where the time goes.
Okay.
Just chit-chatting.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We're going to talk about the dates of the events.
Yes.
We'll talk about that, a little bit about some of Carrie sent out an email early. We'll talk about maybe some of the committees that can join the installation dinner.
Yep.
Sound good?
Wonderful.
All right, you're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:48 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my wonderful, fabulous, wine biscuit-eating co-host, Dina Semirelli.
And I even offered you a wine biscuit.
I know, I didn't have one.
And you're not going to have one now.
Shut down with the sass. Before the break, we were talking kind of a little bit off the air, actually, about a couple of different events that are going to be coming up for next year that we wanted to talk about. Carrie, what do you have
for us?
Some classes. Yeah. Yes.
I have one just for Dina.
Is it grape stomping?
No, it's the ARM track. Oh, so you can put this on your calendar.
Oh boy.
RES 201, taught by Chris Mellon.
Fantastic.
He was my teacher. President. Wonderful.
I know.
January 11th, 12th, 18th, 19th, with the exam on the 22nd. And ethics, taught by Mr. Bob Cuddle.
She needs that. Yeah, that's for sure.
On January 17th.
I'm going to cut your mic. I'm going to cut the wire to your mic.
So then you can come in and say you're an ARM Mosul.
Done.
But I wouldn't have a year into a property working. Can you know somebody? Can you get me in?
Oh, this is ethics. We're talking about ethics here.
I mean, you've
been in the property management industry, technically.
Yes. I'm just on the other side.
Right. And that's okay.
I'm on the dark side. You're on the dark side. All right.
And
we'll talk off air, Carrie.
Absolutely.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. March 21st, we have a REAC all-day conference with managers and maintenance. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in January or February, we are going to have a fentanyl discussion.
The drug?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Another CSI show.
Who's doing that?
I believe one of the attorneys. Don't quote me who yet.
Okay.
Because she told me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
But we talked about getting a housing authority that currently has the
Narcan. It's a big issue.
On their property.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they do.
Wow. I would be curious to see if that's beneficial or like the repercussions of having that on the property, because sometimes they even say about like having defibrillators and things like that, if you administer it wrong, could you be liable? Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious about, you know, kind of the legalities of all of that. That would be interesting.
We have somebody come on and talk about it. Oh, that's a great discussion. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. All right, cool. We got some good stuff coming up next year.
That's my favorite, Dina. Good stuff.
So we have, as we've been talking about and we'll continue to talk about, our annual scholarship fundraiser, which is the wine tasting. And it'll be held again at 1149 Restaurant in Warwick on Tuesday, November 7th from 5:30 to 9, conveniently right after our show. So we will wrap up and get there.
Rush over there. Get over there.
No problem. And then...
And that's a great event because they have a ton of little raffle prizes and everything that you can... And their appetizers are always so good, too.
Yummy.
It's like a whole meal. Like
over there. And if people don't drink their wine, they give you their wine tickets.
That's true.
That happens.
Yep.
It does. Let's see. So you can go online. You can register. Go to irmri.org, and under the events, you're going to click on register for wine tasting. Register, get your ticket. There's all different types of breakdowns for pricing for guests, non-members, members, friends. Raffle tickets, 15 tickets for $20. You can pre-register. You can pre-buy those as well. So you can come. You can see me and Boom Boom. We will both be there.
Oh, jeez. This is catching on. I hate it.
And then if you still want to continue to come see us, we have the date for our annual installation dinner in December. It's December 5th this year, and it's being held at Tavolo Wine Bar and Tuscan Grill in Smithfield, which is on Route 7. And I haven't been there personally, but I heard there's some great food there. Mm-hmm. I heard it's really That's nice right. there.
The installation dinner is always a fun time.
It's always
good.
A fun time.
Always. I don't know. I had a really nice time in the last two, so...
Yes, you did, because not the last one, but the other one, you were being sworn in.
Yes, and I didn't even know you then, and that was your first event, and it was my first event.
Yes.
Oh, well, my
Thank God
event.
I didn't know that was you up there. I would have been heckling you God. And throwing tomatoes.
Real nice, Dina, real nice.
Look how far you girls have come.
I know. Now I have a nickname. Now I'm Chrissy Chrissy Boom Boom over here. Just forget it. I don't know.
So that's a nice dinner, and let's see. So we're also going to the installation 2018 officers, as well as the new ARM and CPMs, and we can the 2017 officers. We have with us today President Carrie Corvino, Vice President Holly Rigoli, Treasurer Jason Martins, and Secretary Jason Palermo. You can go online as well and register here again at irmri.org. Just go under our event section, and you can register. And that is a fun time.
It is.
That's
both
good.
Events are
yeah. Those are, fun
are
ones.
Really great events to go to. I always look forward to both of those.
Even our annual, our May one.
The awards night.
Yeah. That's a good time too. So we talked a little bit about friends. We can wrap up quickly. You know, we got a few more minutes. We want to talk about friends.
Sure. What's a friend?
I'm a friend.
You're a friend.
You
You're
are
not an ARM or a CPM, or an associate membership, but.
Not.
But
we love you as a friend.
You are a friend and a very important friend, I must say.
Yeah,
you are. Okay. You're on the radio every week,
so that makes you equally as important.
No.
I know where you're going with this.
No, No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're involved in most events, even I feel like you
all.
Yeah, but you go to Massachusetts too. Have you run into a couple of those too?
I do. Because some of my clients, the bigger management companies are sometimes based out of Boston, and they have properties in Rhode Island and Mass. So
what does a friend mean?
So a friend is pretty much we are vendors, and you join. There's different levels of your membership, and I treat it as it's a great opportunity to come to these events, to meet other like-minded individuals who are interested in the property management industry, who are in the property management industry. I had mentioned earlier that you can find any type of vendor that will has anything to do with a property, from disaster restoration, attorneys, pest control, answering services, advertising,
cameras,
everything. Yep. And I think we pretty much have a great, we would love to welcome more friends, obviously. And we're always referring. We're trying to get people to come to our events to really take advantage of the networking that you do. You make friends. And then you also build relationships on the professional side. And, you know, I say it week in and week out that, you know, there was a lot of people, you know, in the industry, you know, when I was new to the industry, I said earlier, I didn't know pretty much anything about the property management industry. And I came a long way professionally through IRAM, just meeting people and them further introducing me to other people. And it didn't always necessarily need to end with them becoming a client of mine.
Right.
It's just having the connection and me being able to refer somebody and somebody being able to refer work to me. It's just great. It's so useful and valuable. It's so much more than just networking.
Especially in Rhode Island itself.
Oh my
We're
God.
All like referring
Absolutely.
Who we know
yeah.
and everything. It's always people that you know that you refer and you want to refer. Because
I mean,
because
you use a lot of the friends of IRAM
right.
just to,
yeah.
with your company.
I mean, look at you.
Yeah, you use me. You do. I know. See? She doesn't think I'm
I don't
her.
Use you. Yeah. We like having you.
Thank you. Somebody likes me.
Everyone loves you, Dina. Now stop it.
All right.
Try to fit your head out the door when you leave.
All right. So what else? So we talked about Global Summit. We talked about friends.
Yes.
We can mention Karen again. If you have any questions, definitely call Karen Cuddle, our association executive at 401-437-5000.
479.
Nope. 479-7734. Wrong one. Okay, I'm not perfect.
Okay, that's fine. It's okay to be not perfect.
And we're so happy to have Carrie and Sue in
yes.
studio
Thank
with us today.
Thank you very much for both coming
Thank
in
you.
Today.
Yes.
It was great. Thanks. We welcome you back. Anytime you want to come back, you have some other topics.
I don't think we'll ever have as many acronyms in this room as we do right now.
It's because of them, not because of you. You have
obviously
one.
Obviously, I have one.
Okay.
I know where I stand in this.
Right onto that bus again. The proverbial bus. Every Tuesday, you can catch us from 4 to 5. I'm under it.
Oh, please. Oh, well.
Oh, my God. So, Chrissy,
yes.
if they missed the show today, how
if
can they find us?
If you missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IREM Today, I-R-E-M Today. Or you can listen to the podcast on our website, iremri.org. And that's how they can listen to us. Or they, if they did miss anything and they want to talk about the wine tasting, wine tasting / scholarship, I guess I should say, installation dinner, becoming a friend, maybe they have questions about how to apply for the scholarship, they can always give Karen a call.
They can always call Karen. Yes. And they can also, if you go to the IRMRI.org website, there's two areas where you can enter your email address. One, you can subscribe to our podcast, so
yep.
it can get emailed to you the
directly.
Next day, directly. And then also is the email list, where we're always sending out emails about
events.
Upcoming events and educational sessions, mm-hmm. seminars, and what's going on just with IRAM.
Right.
How's that?
Wonderful.
We did
Great
it
stuff.
Again.
Yes. Great stuff.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Right, Chrissy?
Yes.
Thank you
for listening to IRAM today.
And thank you
and
to
thank
Carrie
you.
And Sue.
Yes.
And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by RentPath, digital marketing solutions for the rental industry. Call a marketing professional locally at 401-297-5316 or visit them online at rentpath.com. RentPath, take the most powerful path.